This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last time, you may remember, we were just beginning a study of the topic, why the early church, that is, why the church of the first century, had such a great influence on the world of its day. Why did the early church turn the world upside down, as we read in Acts 17 and 6? Why was it everywhere spoken against, as we read in Acts chapter 28, verse 22? Last time we suggested that one basic reason for this great influence was the fact that the church would not simply allow itself to be looked upon as a religion, merely one religion among many other equally valuable religions, and thus merely be absorbed into the Roman Empire and all of its culture. Rather, they insisted, and insisted rather loudly, that they, as the body of Christ, was the one true religion of the one true God. And now let us continue today with our thoughts along the line of answering the question, why did the early church turn the world upside down? I suggest in the second place that it was because they would not allow God Almighty to be regarded simply as another God, merely another God among many other equally valuable gods. Of course, the Romans and the Greeks worshipped many gods, but New Testament Christians worshipped the one true living God. Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4, and beginning with verse 4, find this statement from the pen of the Apostle Paul as he was guided by the Holy Spirit. There is one body and one Spirit, even as also ye were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Now note, one of the things of which Paul says there is just one is God. There is one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Christians simply would not allow God Almighty to be regarded as merely one God among many other equally valuable gods. In the same way, they would not allow the Lord Jesus Christ to be regarded as simply one Savior among many other equally valuable Saviors. They insisted as strenuously as they could that Jesus Christ is the one and only hope of all of mankind, that He, as recorded in John chapter 14 and verse 6, is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. There is no other name given among men under heaven whereby men can be saved. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Jesus Christ is the one who shed His blood for the sins of man. Only His blood can save man. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. And so early Christians were simply not willing to say, all right, we have a Savior, you have a Savior, they have a Savior, and it really makes no difference. They preached the gospel insisting that only by Jesus Christ could men be saved. And this, of course, caused a great impact, not only among the Jews, but among the Greeks and the Romans as well. Another reason why the early church had such great influence in the first century was because they would not allow the church to be regarded as merely another religious institution among many other equally valuable religious institutions. It is, of course, and has been for a long time, the practice of men to begin religions simply upon their own initiative, without any authority from God whatever. The only way a man can do a thing by the authority of God is to do it according to Bible teaching. We must be careful, we are warned in 2 John verses 9 through 11, not to go beyond the things that are authorized by the sacred scriptures. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, we're taught not to go beyond the things that are written. And so, without any authority whatever, however, we know that in the past centuries, men have begun churches or religious institutions simply upon their own initiative, simply upon human initiative, and not upon the initiative of God. But in the Bible, we know that Christ purchased the church with His blood. And early Christians preached that and insisted that if one is to be saved by Christ, he must be obedient to the gospel which Christ gave to His apostles to preach to the world, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Be with us next time as we continue this very vital study.